2016 is behind us, and what a year it's been. A lot of people have talked about this year as one of the worst in recent memory. We've had a lot of celebrities unfortunately leave us this year. But that's not what we're here to talk about today. This is Dust War Journals, episode 4, and my name is Johannes Haglund. And for us in the Dust 1947 community, 2016 has, I think, overall been a pretty good year. We're going to get into more retrospective on the year itself in a little bit. But overall, I think we can look back on this year and see that it has been a good year for the game of Dust 1947. It's actually the first year that we can talk about 1947 as the name of the game, because prior to that it was called Dust Tactics, or it was called Dust Tactics Battlefield, and now we have most of it just condensed into one title. I think that's a good thing. It makes it easier to talk about. We also have Dust Warfare, of course. We shouldn't forget about that, but that's a separate system, and it's kind of unaffected by all this. But there's still stuff going on. I think even for the Warfare players, 2016 has been a pretty good year. But first off, let's talk a little bit about some news that's been going on. And basically, there's been a lot and lot of releases since last episode. We've had just seen a ton of new stuff come out. We have seen some old classic models that people have been craving to get back in stock for, it feels like, years. And I'm talking mostly about the Apes and the Zombies for the Axis Blutkreuz. And it's fantastic that those are available to buy, finally, after all this time. And a very interesting detail about this is that there's new heads on both the Apes and the Zombies. They have gas masks now, if you buy the Premium or the Primed editions. I'm not sure about the Primed or the Premium. I bought the Zombie model kits, and these come with different heads, so you can choose the old traditional zombie heads or the new gas mask heads. And I think the same is true for the ape model kits. I don't know if you get any extra heads with the premium or the primed versions. I haven't heard any confirmation about that, unfortunately. I suspect not. I suspect you only get the gas mask heads with those releases. But feel free to correct me if I'm wrong about that. We've also very recently had finally the new Luftwaffe walkers released. And these looked really, really cool. I absolutely adore the look of these models. It's basically a new version of the Tropical Heinrich and Tropical Hermann, which we've already seen in the Endak faction for the Axis. But these versions are for the Luftwaffe, and as such, instead of the Scout rule, they have the Airborne rule, because now they have jump packs, and they also have a flamethrower. And these just look insane. These are basically glass cannons. You just drop them down anywhere, and you have... I'm not saying you are going to do this every time, that's the thing about them, but you can potentially shoot out like 3 or 4 units in turn 1 with these things, and that's just crazy. You do need a lot of luck for that to happen, because first you have to drop it, you have to roll and get your action, then you have to make the attack and shoot with a main gun on one target, with a machine gun on another target, and with a flamethrower on a third target, and even a fourth, because the flamethrower has range 2. So you do need to have good positioning, and you need to have good dice rolls, but it is possible. So we'll see how this turns out. I don't think this is going to be overpowered, but for those rare occasions where all the dice roll the Axis player's way, people are going to get annoyed, I think. But I think it's fun. Half the time, or even more than that, it's just not going to work at all, and they're just going to drop down, do nothing, and just get obliterated. We'll see. They're amazing models, anyway. We also just recently seen the return of some of the special limited edition kits that were on sale a few months ago. which had the special new heroes for the Blutkreuz, for the Axis, and the Rangers faction. Well, basically the block for the Allied. They were previously available as resin models in a limited edition release, together with the novel and what's it, Blood and Thunder, I think it's called. I unfortunately missed it when I had the opportunity to purchase them. They were already gone. But now they're back as premium edition models. Still not still no primed editions in sight, but we have got confirmation that is coming. And these are really, really cool models. You get a new version of Sigrid for the Axis. You get three new ape heroes. And for the Allies, you get the new Bravo Command, which is either a new Ranger Command Squad, or five individual heroes that you can place in your Ranger army. These are really thematic and really, really cool. I have unfortunately not read the novel yet, and I think all these characters are in that novel. So if you really want to get to know these characters, they're in there. So let's cast our minds back to the year that was and take a look at some of the stuff that happened during 2016 in the world of Dust 1947. Well, one of the new big things that happened was, of course, the name change, and related to that, the new rulebook and the new stat cards. They have been released. They are available. People can go out and purchase them now. And I think that overall, it's been pretty well received. There has been a lot of controversy. There has been a lot of discussion about the rulebook specifically, how specific things have been interpreted, how they should be, and so such. But I don't think that this discussion is bad for the game. I think, on the contrary, that people are engaging in these discussions and trying to figure out stuff. That just means that people are really engaged. It means that people really are thinking a lot about this game and just trying to figure out how to optimize every little single detail in a way that we didn't really have done before. And that, to me, at least, it seems like an elevated sense of urgency and elevated interest in the game. So I think it's positive. Another thing that we've seen, like I've mentioned before, we have seen that Dust Studios had really picked up the pace on new releases. We've had a few new releases every month. It's been just crazy with new stuff. Earlier in the year, it was a lot of stuff that was promised earlier from the Kickstarter. So the last things from the Operation Babylon. But we've started to see steadily new stuff coming out. We've had, it started, I think the first one was the USMC War Dogs, which are insanely cool and really, really powerful. And like I've said, now with the re-release of the Apes and the Zombies, the new Luftwaffe, there's tons of new stuff to play with for all the factions, and I think it's lovely. We've also had much of the Kickstarter stuff. Speaking about the Kickstarter, people have started to get their final packages. Not everyone, unfortunately. Really unfortunate, actually. Some of the biggest backers have yet to receive their packages, which is really, really unfortunate. I hope that will get fixed very soon, so we can put all this thing with the Kickstarter behind us. But a lot of backers have now received everything that they pledged for, which is just fantastic to be able to put that behind us. And I really hope that all backers will be able to say that in the coming months. We've also seen the game grow quite a lot in this past year. Almost every week, I think, we see new people coming into the official Facebook page and presenting themselves, just posting pictures of their newly acquired units, their first painted miniatures. It's just wonderful to see so many new faces. And that is also a very, very good indication of the overall health of the game. It is growing. It is really getting out there. People are bringing in new players. And this is really exciting to me. And if you want to talk about some personal milestones from this year, well, getting out, playing in international tournaments, meeting a lot of fantastic players, meeting Paolo, meeting Olivier, these things have been fantastic, of course. I think my proudest personal moment is that for the first time when I've had a fully painted army in a tournament. I'm not a very good or very fast painter. So to me, that was a very big personal milestone. And speaking of personal milestones, I put out a request on the official Facebook Dust page and asked you listeners to come in with your thoughts and your kind of experiences of this past year. And we've had one response, and I'm going to play this clip right now.
Hi there, this is Johannes from Berlin in Germany speaking. First of all, thank you to Johannes Haglund for this nice opportunity to get us in touch and speaking in this cool podcast as well. And yeah, let's head on to his question he had. I'd really like to say about Dust that it's not just one particular moment that marked this year of playing, but it was some kind of feeling or yeah, some kind of getting connected with nice people. When I was spending a year abroad in France, I met French dusters, and they held, first of all, I think in March in Paris, some kind of game day convention. There I met friends with people from Normandy who are still playing, and we met again in June. And I'd like to call them friends now, as we're still in touch, and it was through this gaming system. And as well, there were two nice events. So, playing all day, still Dust Tactics, it was a really good experience. And meeting Olivier as well, so the Rule Master, the creator, I really liked it. And yeah, what I am looking for the most for next year, I think this is concerning releases, it's the SSUM track. So, a really nice model. I'm really looking forward to get hands on this. New episodes of the Dust War Journals podcast, obviously. And maybe even the tournament in Sweden and Warsaw, Poland. So, I'd really like to, yeah, get to know new people. This is, I think, what it's all about besides gaming and cool models. So, thanks a lot again for, yeah, asking community some questions as well, and keep on doing. I really love your podcast, and until next time, bye.
Thank you very much, Johannes. It's always nice to hear from someone with the same name as yourself. It's always quite funny. I actually know that there are at least two more people in my hometown that has the exact name, both first name and last name, as myself. We've gotten each other's mail a few times. It's quite funny. It's not that common a name, so it's quite funny, actually. Well, Johannes was talking a little bit about what he was looking forward to in 2017, so let's go over and talk about that. Because there are quite a lot of things that we should be looking forward to in 2017. 2017 is actually a pretty significant year in the history of Dust, because it's the 70th anniversary of the actual events that we depict in the game. The game is set in 1947, 2017, 70 years later. And that's interesting in and of itself. But more importantly, maybe, 2017 is the 10th anniversary of the original Dust board game. I'm not talking about Dust Tactics here. I'm talking about the board game that was just called Dust. And this, I'm not sure if many people know about this. This was a board game that looks more or less like a version of Risk with a big, like, world map, and you go around and conquer areas and try to claim resources and stuff like that. I haven't actually played it myself, unfortunately. I have never seen a copy of this game in person. I would really love to play it sometime. It looks interesting, definitely. But the most interesting thing about it is that it is, as far as I know, the first thing released under the Dust name in the Dust universe. And 2017 means that the Dust universe is 10 years old. And we'll see. I hope we can get some interesting anniversary stuff from the studio. And if the studio keeps up the release pace that they've had the last few months, then we can expect to see just a ton of new stuff for Dust 1947 in 2017. I mean, we already seen some really, really cool previews. If you don't follow the official Facebook page, then maybe you should, because that's where all the new stuff is teased. If you don't use Facebook, well, let's just talk about this for a few minutes, because I think it's a slight problem that Facebook is basically the one place that has all the new information, all the new discussions. There is some discussion on like the Dust Monthly forum, for example, but none of the official people, so to speak, post on that forum, unfortunately. And I would really like it if they started to go out outside of Facebook, because Facebook is good for a lot of things. It is not good for trying to go back and read old posts and trying to find specific posted images, specifically posted comments. We often have regular rules discussions on Facebook, which is a really good thing that people like Olivier can come in and answer rules questions, but it's really difficult to go and find those specific answers later if you need them. So that's one of the reasons why I kind of hope that the best thing I think would be if the studio could set up their own official Dust Tactics web forum or something like that. That would be really, really good. But unfortunately, if Facebook is all we have, for the moment at least, then I know there are people who don't use Facebook and don't want to use Facebook. But hopefully, these people have friends that use Facebook and can tell them about these new stuff, the new stuff when it comes out and when it's teased. And there are quite a lot of stuff coming out. That was the original point. Maybe if they keep up this release pace with all this new stuff coming out every month, then maybe 2017 will finally be the year when we see the Japanese. They have been teased a long, long time, but we haven't seen them in the game yet. So we'll see if we'll maybe can get them there. We'll see. There's still a lot of stuff to look forward to. But even if you don't want to buy all the new stuff coming in, there's still stuff you can do. There's still stuff you can do to kind of make your gaming experience fresh. And if I have a single bit of advice for you to take with you into the coming year of 2017, then it is this: step out of your comfort zone. And what by that I mean, try to play with units that you haven't played with before. Try factions that you haven't tried. Try all blocks that you haven't tried playing with before. We're going to have a small local tournament here in Sweden pretty soon after the New Year's. I'm usually an Axis player. I have units from all the different blocks, but I mainly play Axis. I've played some allies between, so, but I have played very, very little SSU, and I'm going to rectify this. At this tournament, I'm going to play SSU, and that's not because I think I'm going to do that well with them, because I'm very unfamiliar with units, I have to admit that, but because I want to challenge myself. I want to play with units that I haven't played with before. I want to see how I can handle them, what I can do with them, how they feel to me. And just like I said, step out of my comfort zone. Try to use units and tactics that I haven't used before, and try to see the game from all its different aspects, from all its different viewpoints. That's really how you get the most enjoyment and the most fun, both for yourself and for the people you're playing with and against. And with that said, I hope that you've had an amazing 2016, and I will hope I will see you on the battlefield in 2017. All music used in this podcast is by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com. If you want to get in contact with me and this podcast, you can email dustwarjournals@gmail.com, or you can follow me on Twitter or Instagram at dustwarjournals.